CBS presents this program in color.
Mission. Why do I always have to risk my life? And for what? To give a message to an old lady who hates me. Isn't anyone going to say something?
Jim.
That's not what he wanted to hear, Carter. That's not what I wanted to hear either.
And you're all supposed to be my buddies. Ha! I would get more sympathy from the dirty bush.
Come on, LeBeau. It's not our fault the underground picked a crotchety little old lady to run their message center.
But why am I always the one to go?
It's your own fault. You never should have told everyone what a mean old goat she is.
Hey, LeBeau. Maybe this'll help.
What is this?
It's the address of the chaplain in my unit. Write to him about your trouble.
Still here, LeBeau?
He's open. One of us have volunteered to deliver the message.
Come on, you know they've all had their share of dangerous assignments.
It's not a danger of mine, but every time I have to meet that old lady, I get sick to my stomach.
It can't be that bad.
It can't? Her apartment is over a German restaurant.
Get lucky today and pick up a tailwind.
Some pals.
Jim.
You didn't even pick a card.
Right. I got it on the deal. 20 points do you have in your hand?
Plenty.
Kintz, you're my friend. Why don't you take my place? You're
talking to a man on a three-way blitz.
The way his luck is going today, he'd never make it out the tunnel.
Why don't you just deliver your message to your old lady like a good man?
All right, I'll go.
I hope with all this you haven't forgotten the message.
London advises the troop train will arrive at the Weingarten Railroad Yards at exactly 4:28 p.m. tomorrow.
Right.
Hey, LeBeau.
What?
Her name's Wilhelmina.
Yes, why?
Well, that's Dutch, isn't it?
Right.
Would you ask her if it's true about that little kid that put his finger in the dike?
Carter, do you think that's all a beau's got to do is ask her stupid questions like that?
Thanks, Newkirk.
I want you to ask that little old lady about Hans Brinker and his silver skate.
Oh, very amusing.
They make jokes when they're worried.
Nothing to worry about. The bus will never get me.
Look, we know it's a dangerous assignment, but if that little old lady's as bad as you've told us she is, better that the same man be the contact.
I guess she's not so terrible. It's like visiting your grandmother once a week. Hello, Wilhelmina.
Hello, LeBeau. Did you have any trouble getting by the Gestapo?
No, not much.
Would you like some coffee?
Yes.
I always worry. They're so dangerous. But sometime I would think they would send one of the other men.
Somehow, none of the other men ever volunteered.
Emergency message from headquarters.
Bad news?
The Gestapo's got a drive on. They're picking up agents from all over the area.
Anyone we know?
Come on, I only need one card for Jen.
I know that, mate. Well, you're not getting that.
I'll go to my grave with this, love.
Jim,
Oh, you're saving tens.
That's what I thought you thought. Just add up your points.
Thirty-five.
That's a three-way blitz.
Should have gone out with LeBeau.
I don't think so.
Something wrong, sir?
We just got a radio message from London. One of our resistance units' wooden shoes got picked up by the Gestapo.
Yeah, they must have gotten the information about Wilhelmina. They could have picked her and LeBeau up by now.
He's been gone all day.
And you know he delivers the message to the old lady and gets out of that apartment as fast as he can.
Paul has just gone around the corner, LeBeau. This would be a good time for you to leave.
Well, I just got here.
You've been here since morning and it's almost dark. Now, please go.
Oh, there's something I have to ask you.
What is it?
Is the story true about a little Dutch boy who put his finger in a dike?
If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be in the underground. Now go, you'll miss your roll call.
Somebody will cover for me.
It's the Gestapo stops everybody for questioning.
I will avoid them.
LeBeau, in a few moments, the restaurant below starts cooking dinner.
I'll go.
And thank you again. The information on the troop movements means so much to those who fight for our cause.
I understand. I like you, Wilhelmina.
And I like you, LeBeau.
Do you like me for myself or my troop movements?
What do you think?
I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I feel like a heel. After all these weeks on that assignment, LeBeau was bound to be pressing his luck.
I feel rotten, too. If he'd said Wilhelmina was a young blonde, we'd all broken our backs to go out.
I'd have gone to meet her with a Union Jack singing God Save the King.
Look, you've all taken your share of risks. Stop feeling guilty.
I'll tell you one thing. If he ever gets back, I'll never let him go see that old crow again.
That goes for me, too.
Sir, you can add my name to the list.
Hold on.
Hey, Louis, what have you been doing?
On to me. We were worried about you.
What happened?
What were you all worried about? The Gestapo will never get me.
What are you shouting for?
Oh, I'm sorry, Colonel. You see, I'm so used to yelling at that old lady. She's out of hearing, you know.
You're not going to be yelling at her any longer.
What do you mean?
The Gestapo picked up one of the underground units that she's worked with.
One way or another, they usually find the radio.
Where are you going?
To save her.
Forget it. They probably picked her up already.
But I've got to try.
No deal. The whole town will be filled with crowds looking for the apartment.
But we can't turn our backs on that old lady. With her rheumatism, she couldn't make it down the stairs. With her bad eyes, she couldn't see the Gestapo. And when it told her to halt, she wouldn't hear them, and they would shoot her.
Well, you're getting captured isn't going to help her, so forget it. Nobody leaves camp, including you.
Yes, sir.
Not in any of the tunnels.
I couldn't find him anywhere, sir.
Neither could I.
You sure you looked everywhere?
Can only mean one thing. He sneaked out to help that little old lady.
Yeah, he's a good-hearted little guy.
Sure, and if he's caught, he blows our whole operation.
You want us to go after him, Colonel?
No, the Gestapo everywhere.
What do we do, sir?
In time of trouble, there's always one man I can turn to.
Who's that?
Plink.
Yes, everybody, roll call! Can I hold a roll call, everybody? Rouse!
Yeah, roll call. Schultz, everybody's here but LeBeau. He's escaped.
I'm not interested in rumors.
I'm telling you, Schultz, he's gone.
There's no escape from Starlock 13. That's an order by Commandant King. Now, rouse, everybody!
Okay, Schultz, have your roll call. See for yourself.
I see nothing. Now, rouse!
Come on, Marshley! Rouse, everybody! Now, come on! Roll call! What's the matter with you? Roll call! Okay! So everybody roll call. Stand at attention. You understand?
Okay, Schultz, have your roll call.
I don't have to. Everybody's here.
I demand you have a roll call.
I don't have to.
Under the Geneva Convention, you've got to have a roll call every day.
All right, Hogan.
Here.
Newkirk.
Here.
Connor.
Here.
LeBeau, here. King.
Wait a minute, Schultz. I heard that.
Report! Here, Commandant. All present and accounted for.
Dismissed!
Dismissed!
Just a minute, Commandant. One of my men is missing.
Missing from what?
Starlock 13, he's escaped.
Schultz, didn't you say that all the men were present and accounted for?
Herr Commandant, will you take the word of an irresponsible American prisoner or the word of one of your most trustworthy, loyal, and efficient sergeants?
If you're smart, Schultz, you'll rephrase the question.
Hogan, which one of your men is missing?
LeBeau.
Oh, Herr Commandant, please do not listen to him.
LeBeau!
Yep.
Well, I just called LeBeau. Did you say here?
Oh, did you call LeBeau, Herr Commandant? I thought you were calling Schultz.
Just gotta face it, Commandant. LeBeau has escaped.
Don't use that word in my presence. You can check to the lousing station.
Oh, a very good idea, Herr Commandant.
Forget it. You'll never find him in this camp.
Schultz!
Yep. Dumb cop, I know you're here. Sound the alarm. Release the dogs.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant.
LeBeau will not get away with this. When he is captured, he will get 60 days in the cooler.
Dismissed!
Why'd you turn him in, Colonel?
So Klink could capture him instead of the Gestapo, right?
Right.
He needs a bloodhound to find the camp. He'll never capture LeBeau.
That's why we're gonna help him.
And you mean to tell me that in 2 hours you didn't find a trace of that prisoner? Sir, I assure you, I've already taken some very drastic action. All right, read me back that letter.
To General Brookhalter. Subject, personnel replacement. Dear General, that's as far as you got, sir.
Right. Dear General, this is an urgent request to replace 4 members of my camp personnel. They're Wolfgang, Heidi, Hans, and Goethe. Our German shepherd guard dogs. They have become lazy, inefficient, and vicious.
I thought they were supposed to be vicious.
Not to me.
Dogs and kids are great judges of character.
Hogan, I am not amused. My sense of humor left with LeBeau. Dismissed. My kindest regards to Frau Burkhalter, etc., etc. Heil Hitler.
Would you like me to send the daily prisoner roll call with this, sir?
Not until I recapture the prisoner who did not escape. Hogan, I said dismissed.
Hey, I just dropped by to tell you where LeBeau's hiding.
The day you tell me where one of your prisoners is hiding is the day you send a birthday gift to Goering.
Ask Herman who sent him the girdle last year.
Out, out, out!
Hey, I just hope the Gestapo doesn't get into this. Major Hochstetter has to recapture your prisoner. You'll never hear the end of it.
Why would Major Hochstetter's men find LeBeau before my men?
His dogs are smarter. They use Belgian shepherds. You use German.
The German shepherd dog is the smartest dog in the world.
They couldn't find the mess hall. I can find LeBeau for you.
Hogan, why are you being so helpful?
Because I don't want Major Hochstetter and the Gestapo to get him.
All right. Where's the prisoner hiding?
Not so fast.
I knew there was a catch to it.
There's no catch, just a simple deal. You take Newkirk, Carter, and me with you, and we'll show you where to find the prisoner.
You call that a simple deal?
We don't want your trigger-happy guards to get him.
What if I refuse?
Then the Gestapo picks up LeBeau, your escape-proof record is ruined, loudmouth Hochstetter spreads it all over Berlin, and you're standing on a corner in Stalingrad, thumbing through a Russian-German dictionary.
For the last time, Schultze, open that door.
You heard him, Schultz. Colonel Hogan said we're going downtown.
I do not take any orders from Colonel Hogan.
Open the door, Schultz.
I won't, Colonel. But, Colonel, wait a minute. Colonel Hogan, Commandant Klink.
Never mind, Schultz, just get in the car and start driving.
Now, what are Commandant?
Wilhelmina calling Wooden Shoe. Wilhelmina calling Wooden Shoe. Come in, please, Wooden Shoe.
Now will you leave?
I can't.
I told you the Gestapo has picked them up. They are sure to be looking for you.
I must remain here. My other contact, Windmill, needs me.
They don't need you dead.
Wilhelmina calling Wooden Shoe. Come in, please, Wooden Shoe.
There are still no soldiers around this building. Come.
I am not going.
If your contacts knew you were in danger, they would want you to leave.
Please, Le Beau, you go.
No. If you stay, I stay.
But why would you want to stay?
Don't you know by now?
If you want me to go, I'll go.
All right, Schultz, here it is. Our deal with Klink is for you to stay here. We'll bring him out.
You won't, Colonel Hogan.
That poor lady died this morning, and this is a replacement.
Sorry to hear that.
We've been at, mates.
Boy, have we been at.
Got to hand it to you, Le Beau. It's the greatest snow job since Mount Everest.
Hi, I'm Colonel Hogan.
Hello, I'm Wilhelmina.
Junior.
I guess you probably won't be needing this ear trumpet.
Now, all is sure, Kane, from out the window.
I don't understand. You brought that for me?
From Le Beau's description, we expected a little old lady.
Well, when you're 5'3", you can't take chances.
Funny, I always thought you were 6'3".
We don't get out of here, we'll all be 3'6".
Do you have a plan to get her out, Colonel?
Yeah, we have to get her to the flower shop on the Bundesplatz. The underground will take from there.
That's if you can get down the stairs with your rheumatism.
No, Kirk.
Hey, Le Beau, you've known Wilhelmina the longest, so you can be the last to kiss her goodbye, and I shall be the first.
Hold it.
What's the matter, Colonel?
Hochstetter just arrived.
Oh. Do you think he spotted this house?
He should. He's brought every tracking device but an Apache scout.
Who is Hochstetter?
Your friendly neighborhood Gestapo dealer.
Is he sending his men up?
Not yet. Klink's giving him a bad time.
Attaboy! Way to go, Klink!
Let's hear it for our favorite crowd.
Maybe we could make it out the back of the building.
No. We came in through the front door. We'll go out through the front door.
Stand aside, Klink. My men are going to search this house.
Major Hochstetter, that won't be necessary. The prisoner will be brought out by my efficient, trusted, and dependable sergeants.
Oh, I didn't know they sent a replacement for Schultz.
Oh, they haven't. Sergeant Schultz is perfectly capable of... Are those Belgian shepherd dogs?
Of course.
May I ask where you got them, Major Hochstetter?
Never mind the dogs now, Klink. There is a radio operator for the underground hiding in this house.
Major Hochstetter, the underground is your problem, and the escaped prisoner is my problem.
Don't tell me about this Gestapo business!
Would you mind lowering your voice, Major? You're going to bring the property values down in the neighborhood.
What is this man doing here?
You see, Major Hochstetter, the prisoner is here, and my efficient, trusted, and dependable sergeant.
Where?
If you had run your camp properly, Klink, you would never have escaped in the first place.
You fellas finish this discussion later. We're dying to get back to camp.
What is this man doing here?
Hochstetter, I assure you that...
Klink, you have delayed me long enough. We are going to search this building.
For what? He thinks that there's an underground contact here.
Oh, we didn't see anybody.
You see, I told you so.
What is this man doing here?
You're shouting again. Somebody's going to call a cop.
We have to take Colonel Hogan's word, sir. Oscar. Excuse me, Fraulein, but have you seen anyone suspicious in this building?
What is it you say, young man? Speak right in there. Excuse me, Fraulein, but did you see anyone suspicious in this building?
Jawohl, in the apartment number 5.
All right, everyone into the car.
Just a minute, Colonel.
Hogan, what is it?
Fraulein, may we give you a lift? May we give you a lift?
Danke schön, that would be very nice. I go to the Bundesplatz.
Oh, it's right on our way.
Hogan, you should not have invited that old lady.
You can speak up, she's deaf as a post.
Hogan, you should not have invited that old lady.
It's not very nice, Colonel. She's doing her part for the war effort. Working at the canteen, selling donuts and coffee, dancing with the troops.
Impossible.
Better hurry, sir. I don't want to miss roll call.
First, Newkirk, and I'll sit on your lap.
Oh, come on, you waste time. You get in first.
I think we should get in first.
LeBeau's right.
I will decide where you sit. Newkirk in.
Yes.
Carter on his lap.
Right.
Then Hogan. Then LeBeau. And then this old lady. Now let's go.
All set back here, Schultz. Bet you haven't seen too many prisoners kissing little old German ladies, Commandant.
You know something? LeBeau is really quite sentimental.
Mm-hmm. So am I. I'm not going to give him 60 days in the cooler.
You're not?
30 days is enough.
Colonel, you've got a heart as big as a whole Reichstag.
Jim. Right again.
Hey, good news, LeBeau.
What's that?
Message from London. The old crow is safe and sends her love.
Hey, thank you, Kitch. Dinner's on me tonight, gentlemen.
That's the name and address of the new underground contact.
Juliana. Sounds like another doll. Who wants to volunteer? Not you, LeBeau. Newkirk, how about you?
If you don't mind, sir, I'll pass. Lightning seldom strikes twice in the same place.
Carter, you want to take a chance?
I've always had bad luck on blind dates, sir.
No, not me, Faith.
Well, somebody's got to go. Juliana?
Yeah.
They're never gonna believe me.
Well.
Hello, Colonel.
Hail the conquering hero comes.
Well, sir, what was she like?
Do the numbers 38, 26, 36 mean anything to you?
Oh, sure. Sorry, Colonel. I'm not going to be fooled again. I still pass.
Yes, sir. I'm afraid you're still stuck with me.
Have to get up pretty early in the morning to fool you guys.